talking to harness trainer Kent Rattray about Quastor Centurion. Well, Kent, Quastor's been going great of late. Danny goes around again on Sunday night in the free-for-all. Drawn barrier two, what can we expect?
Oh, look, the horse is really good. It's his first venture into a free-for-all. While he went well in a discretionary stand last week, they're always getting harder and tougher, and there's a couple of very nice horses in there that I'm sure he'll put himself quite well.
Well, he's got four wins from his last five starts, and that includes the Raider Stakes where he beat Bowtide. That's absolutely low flying. In terms of how he's racing, in your eyes, as good as ever?
I'd say as good as ever, yeah. I don't think he's gone any better than he's going quite at the moment now. And this is what he's going to have to do to be able to measure up to these good horses. But his effort the other night was quite good, and I thought the week before was probably even better when he spotted some fairly reasonable horses a big start and run them down. I thought that was an exceptional effort.
That was two starts back in Launceston when he beat Turnpike Cruiser and Company.
Yeah, he sort of probably got out of his ground late in the race where we expected that Hodges' horse would probably bring us into the race at some stage, but he seemed to be floundering a bit. And when Ricky did finally get going, we thought probably the race may have shot, got away on us. But the front horses run home in 57-1 or 2 or something, and he's come from last on the back corner and picked him up, which was, as Ricky said, at the top of the straight. Didn't believe he'd get him even at the top of the straight, and to get him was a good effort.
Yeah, well, they've run the last, 57-2, and they've run the last quarter in 28-9. A mile rate of 159.7, so he has absolutely rocketed home that last 400. It was incredible effort.
Yeah, that's what we thought for a long while, that if he got the right run, that because he has got a nice little sprint to him, that we'd be able to start doing those sort of runs, and that's probably the first time for a long while that we've had the horse right and got the run we wanted. So, to a certain degree, yeah, it was a good effort. I would have thought that maybe we had to be a bit closer to get him, but he'd done a great job that night.
All right, well, you've only had the one trip interstate, and that was for the Breeders' Crown Series, and we all know that how disastrous that turned out when he suffered that injury in the semi-final. Any thoughts of going back across the water?
Not for any major races or anything like that, but we sort of understand that somewhere in the next, probably 6 or 12 months, that there may have to be a trip. But we haven't planned one as yet. I just look at what timing is, and I think usually when you go for them trips, you pick them when there's nothing on here and there's probably a suitable race on the mainland somewhere. But there's a couple of horses floating around that you'd probably look at going with, him and maybe Twilight Town. They could probably go together and have a couple of runs. But it's nothing's been planned as yet, put it that way.
All right. He's a sort of horse that looks right at the minute as if he's really loving what he's doing. He lost that for a little while, didn't he?
Yeah, look, we struggled a bit last year in our three-year-old year, and to be fair to Bowtide was just out racing him. I think Gareth was out driving us, and probably just the way races shaped up, we just couldn't quite get him. So it was fairly pleasing to get back and beat him once this year, but he's going to be probably the testing material in Tassie for the next 3 or 4 years, I think, Bowtide. And if we can be at least competitive and beat him on air when we get a good run, well, we'll be happy with that.
All right, Kent. Well, all the best with Quastor Centurion on Sunday night at his first attempt at a free-for-all.
Yeah, thank you.